Jaylen Brown's second shot on the way will also fall through. That makes the score 10-6. And some more full court pressure from the Jackets. Haslam picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Will find Northern. Ball across to Richard Wilson. Richard Wilson to the left side. Two-hand jam. The exclamation point on the offense. 12-6. Leafs double down on the Jackets. 14.5 minutes left before halftime.
Evan Park came up and challenged him at the three-point line. He got around him about a step. There was no defender back there. Easy slam dunk for the Leafs.
Top of the key, pulling for three is Angstman, and he will drop it through. 12-9. Leafs lead cut to three, and on the other end, Kevin Kota, a two-hand jam. Transition offense paying off for the Leafs here early. 14-9 with 14:05 left in half number one.
Put Savion Williams on a poster who went up and tried to defend the open lane. Marcus Northern in transition, right wing for three, matches. 50-42, Goshen ahead by eight, 12 minutes, 52 seconds left in the half, and Marcus Northern up to 14 points to lead the way for GC. Webb at the top of the key, drives over to the left side and hands the ball off to Funderburk. Funderburk back out to Webb, left side three is no good, loose ball knocked away, back down to Day in the left post, and Day will score two. That's a good conceded two-point basket by Goshen, rather than give him the foul and the clean look. Haslam top of the key. We'll give the ball to Savion Williams. He pulls the straight ahead. Three-point bucket, and Savion Williams, 5 points on the day in his Maple Leaf debut, makes it a 53-44 lead for the Leafs with 12:08 left in the second half. No one to box out again for Jacob Carlson, but he knocks down the first free throw. 57-48. 9-point lead, which matches the largest of the game so far for Goshen. 9 minutes, 44 seconds left in the second half. Still a long ball game to go. Jacob Carlson, 2-for-2, gives the Leafs a double-digit lead, their largest of the afternoon, 58-48. And Ullum will bring it up the floor for Taylor.
Doesn't matter if you have anybody boxing out up at the line, you just make both of them.
Ullum on the left side wing. Face guarded by Bryant, goes up top to Furman. Furman back over to the left side wing again to Ullum, who nearly let the ball go out of play. 9 seconds on the shot clock for Taylor. Over to Furman. Right side wing three, and Furman buries it. That's a big-time three-pointer for Taylor, 58-51. Goshen still with a 7-point lead, down to 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in regulation. Minerova on the left side wing, hands the ball off to Carlson. Back to Minerova. Left post, off the drive, skips out Richard Wilson. Right side corner three, he matches. 61-51. Goshen and Taylor trading blows, but Goshen maintaining that lead. Richard Wilson up to 11 on the day. 8:49 left in the second half. Top of the key, it's Ullum. Backed out to the volleyball line by Wilson. Now over to the right side wing, Furman. Pops a three, and that's another three. Back to back for Caden Furman. 61-54. Taylor hanging around with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second half.
29-25 the lead for the Leafs as we get you back down into the action. Zeller's inbounds and Boots has it in the backcourt. Boots across the timeline will give the ball to Ava Licklider, and we do have a foul going against Spring Arbor. It goes against number 41, Megan Zeitz, her third foul, and that puts GC in the bonus for the remaining 2:05 of the half. Here's a sub on behalf of Spring Arbor.
And after that foul, Megan Zeitz is going to walk to the bench as Bailey Visman checks in for the Cougars.
Two shots at the line for Ava Licklider. Her first shot up and away, and it does fall through. Licklider up to 3 points with that made basket. And she still has one more to come. 30-25 is the lead for Goshen College. Second shot on the way for Licklider falls as well. A 2-for-2 trip, 31-25. Leafs in front by six. We're down to 2 minutes to go before halftime. Left side wing, it's Nelson. She drops it down to the left corner with Meyer. Meyer to the left coast, feeding Samitska. Samitska steps through a double team of Zellers and Noya and scores off the glass. 31-27, the lead is 4 for GC. And now Licklider, trapped against the baseline, gets it across half court though to Neat. Neat to the left block, put up too strong of a floater, an offensive board pulled down by Boots. Boots tried a shot from the left post, but she's blocked by Alana Nelson. Bringing it up the floor is Samiska. Over to the left wing with Weller. Weller back to Nelson, right block, and Nelson will be headed to the free throw line for two as she got the contact on Ava Licklider. First foul against Licklider, third against the Leafs in the quarter, who still hold a 31-27 lead over Spring Arbor. 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining before the halftime break. Nelson's first shot will fall. 31-28. Down to a three-point lead for Goshen College. And Nelson rattles off a two-for-two trip at the line, 31-29. The score still in favor of the Leafs. Licklider trying to find a hole in that backcourt pressure, gets it across the timeline to the left side wing to Noya. She'll give it right back to Licklider. 1:05 left in the second quarter. Licklider pops an open three and buries it. Ava Licklider makes it 34-29, and we are under 1 minute to go in the second quarter.
Five on the floor for GC with the substitution is going to be Noel, Muhammad, Neat, Boots, and Licklider. Top of the key, it's full for the Trojans. Over to Vermillion on the left side wing. Vermillion back to the top to Woods. Now over to the right side wing again with full. Up top to Ott. Skip pass to the left side wing to Kelly. Back up top, Vermillion. Open three. Fires well off the mark. Loose ball corralled by the Trojans again. And it's out to the left side wing with Woods. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Turnaround jumper. Ott. No good. Offensive board again for the Trojans. This time Vermillion on the right side wing. And Vermillion will back out to the free throw line. Down to the charity stripe. It's Kelly. Hands the ball off to Full, coming right to left, goes to the left paint and scores two. 56-53. Leafs down by three with 3 minutes and 29 seconds left in regulation. Licklider, top of the key, dumps it to the right elbow to Muhammad. Muhammad spins, drops in the floater for two. Straight on ahead of the basket, 56-55. Leafs cut the lead back down to one with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
I really love that footwork from Muhammad there in the paint, creating an open shot as she does quite consistently.
Block and rebound for Muhammad, but a pickpocket made by Macy Woods. It's going to be Taylor basketball. Licklider with the ball off the inbound. Gets a screen and drives left side. Off the glass, there's two for Licklider. 60-57. Leafs down by three. A minute 20 left in the fourth. Licklider on the floor with Zellers, Neat, Boots, and Muhammad. Right side wing, it's full for Taylor. Full to the top of the arc to Woods. Now over to the left side wing to Vermillion. Vermillion up top to Ott. Now skip pass to the right side to Warfel. And a steal. Licklider all by herself from the right post. Finishes off the glass. It's 60-59. And we've got 1 minute to go in regulation.
That is exactly what you want out of the timeout for the Leafs. Getting four of those 5 points that you need in 30 seconds time.
Ott at the top of the arc. Running point comes to Vermillion on the right side. Vermillion working against Neat. Hands the ball off, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Against Taylor, it is an offensive foul. They pointed, and then there was no call made directly after. It's going to be a moving screen against Ellie Vermillion. Her fourth foul of the afternoon, and there's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Carver to try and set up one last offensive try for the Leafs. They trail 60-59 with 39.2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Eric, it's crunch time.
It sure is, Colin. Really can't put it any other way. This basketball game is really coming down to the wire. The Leafs have a chance to take the lead with this possession. Coach Carver calling a smart timeout there to regroup, trying to make her players know that they cannot make the moment bigger than what it is. They just have to play their brand of basketball that they have been playing in the second half and really just play their heart out down to the final horn of this game.
39.2 remaining in regulation. The Goshen 5 is Zellers, Neat, Boots, Licklider, Muhammad, the Trojan five is Ott, Warfel, Henson, who's just checked in, Full, and Woods. Licklider at the top of the key for Goshen. Off the drive, finds Boots. Right wing for three. She knocks it down. Emmy Boots with her second big three of the day. And it's a 62-60 lead for Goshen College. Down to the final 31.3 seconds left in regulation.